Let us pray. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day, to worship you, to be in your presence. Strengthen us to hear your word and to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are a host at a dinner party, or maybe a retirement party or birthday party. Welcoming people at many cases is very important. Hosting takes time to make people feel comfortable, as well as offering a space for this fellowship. Hospitality is important. It's important to prepare the food and the drink and the activities, but also it takes time. Time for this preparation, which is our responsibility for any occasion. Will I make the room presentable? Will the invited guest enjoy the person? After the guest arrives, will I find joy in serving that person? Or find enjoyment from that activity? The story of Martha comes to mind for me this morning. In the story from Luke, I think of the time it must have taken her to prepare this meal for Jesus. The bread, the wine, and also the worry. Would Jesus like this meal? Would Jesus like the taste that I've made? And the panic she felt, knowing that Jesus, her Lord, is coming to her house. Because remember, we don't hear much about Lazarus in Luke's gospel. Besides preparing the dinner, she had to serve the meal and then to be the good hostess. And would Jesus like this meal that she had prepared? So I wonder what her response was when Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things. There's only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." I'm sure many of us can empathize with Martha as she prepared this meal for Jesus, this special guest who came to her house. I wonder how she reacted when Jesus said those words to her, about her being worried and distracted. It was as if Jesus was saying, "Martha, stop with your busyness. Be with this divine moment with me. Your hospitality and your welcome are enough." Ed McManus, in his book, Seizing Your Divine Moment, writes, "What if you knew somewhere in front of you was a divine moment, one where God would meet you in such a way that nothing would be the same again? What if there was a moment, a defining moment, where the choice you made determined the course and momentum of your future? How would you treat that moment? How would you prepare for it?" Then he says, "Take responsibility for what is now in front of you. Take the moment that you are right in now and wait to be seized by God's divine moment." I'm sure many of us can understand what he's saying. People need to take time for this divine moment, to prepare themselves for this divine moment. Because all the busyness of our life, of our job and our home, our school and pleasure, we're so busy doing so many things. We need to take time for this divine moment. And I think we modern Americans can do well with this lesson, to hear the story of Mary and Martha, to hear Jesus' words for her. Because remember, Jesus was concerned about her just as much as he was to Mary. He was concerned about her total being. This experience with Mary and Martha follows that example. The work we do, the life we live, the things we worry about include our heart, our mind, and our spirit, our entire being. And Jesus was concerned about her entire being, not just her preparations and the meal she served. There's a theme, I think, in this story that overwhelms us. It's this overwhelming love that Jesus had for both Mary and Martha. Martha's total being. And there's this glimpse that we have of Jesus' overwhelming love as he sits there at the table, Mary at his feet, Martha serving the meal. He understands both their needs. He understands what they need. And they need and turn to listen to him. Martha and Mary, because the words he gave could guide their life. And they needed to understand that there was this time that needs to have this divine moment, this eternal impact in their life, the need to be aware that they were getting distracted by so many things, especially Martha. Listen again to Jesus' words, the better part which will not be taken away from you. Read the story again. Listen to what Jesus offers to Martha as well as Mary. Jesus shares his incarnate love as their disciples, their followers of him. He shares this love with them in this meal, this divine moment that he provides for them. Jesus provides a divine moment for us too, at mealtime, at home, school, work, or play. But we need to take time to pause and hear that moment and be in the moment for this divine moment of God. What's most interesting about the Gospel of Luke is that it elevates this voice of Jesus, this love of Jesus for disciples. There's this radical story about Martha and Mary. If you notice how Jesus breaks through this social barrier of his time, Jesus is received as a guest in the home of a woman. There's no mention again of Lazarus. And Jesus teaches a woman. Rabbis were not allowed to have a woman sit at their feet. So here is Mary pictured as a disciple. And this is very important because the story includes both Mary and Martha. But again, this story follows that Good Samaritan parable from last week when Jesus said to the lawyer, "Go and do likewise." These two stories together affirm and emphasize the importance of being a neighbor to someone in need. Obviously, both Mary and Martha were in need, need to hear of Jesus' love. Yes, she served as a hostess, but Jesus was telling his disciple to go and do besides sit and listen. You know, we disciples of Jesus today could do well with that message. To sit and listen, but do well to go out and do. For me, that's the heart of this Lucan story. I believe this need of only one thing, living in the love of Jesus. As one person said, Jesus has sacrificed his life for our life and gives redemption. He teaches a both and not an either or. The hearing of the word of God means the doing of the word of God. And this is our divine moment as we come together to celebrate Holy Communion. Think of the number of stories in the Bible that talk about mealtime. Think of the story about Abraham accepting these three men who come to their house and the words that they have for her and for him, especially Sarah, to give birth to a child. Or think of the story again of Mary and Martha when Jesus came to dine with them. Both stories deal with hospitality, when an individual has a divine moment. Each one experienced the divine moment with God through Christ Jesus. Each story has a different emphasis, but the result is hearing and being in God's presence. It's God's love and God's surprising ways to be with us this morning. And the message is, only one thing is needed. And that is to experience a divine moment in life, to be with our Lord of life. And so may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds to Christ Jesus on this Sunday morning. Amen.